But let's take a look at what's going on with all this spending. Now, since COVID came and all the stimulus spending, $6 trillion in additional spending since the pandemic began. And the idea, and a lot of that, was to help folks out and spur the economy. Has it done that?
No, it hasn't done that, because it's, when you talk about the level of spending that we've gotten to, and you talk about what we're spending on, and especially how we spend it, it's less productive than what if we would have left it in the private sector. So as we transfer more and more resources away from the private sector toward the public sector, we're actually diminishing growth on kind of the expenditure side. And then, of course, on the kind of the incentive side, we're diminishing the incentives for entrepreneurship. We're putting competitive obstacles on there for small businesses. And entrepreneurship and small businesses is so important for the vibrancy of the economy, for new ideas, for the job creation. So there's so much headwinds we're creating when we keep spending. You talk about $6 trillion. You have to remember, back in 2019, the entire federal budget, which was bloated, was $4.4 trillion.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, we're talking about massive amount of spending, and we've lost perspective on it.
I think the question a lot of people have, and I ask this with some trepidation because I'm a little afraid of what the answer might be, and that is, we have been in this mode of debt spending and increasing the debt, et cetera, for a good little while. Where does it end? Can it keep going? It certainly can't sustain itself, can it?
My opinion is no. Unfortunately, there's a growing kind of movement of modern monetary theorists, MMT, and different academics that say the interest rates are so low that we can keep spending, that you can't default if you're the United States because we have debt in our own currency. And I just find that to be wrong. And so we do have a day of reckoning coming, especially when you take into account the large Social Security underfunded problems, Medicare underfunded, state and local pensions underfunded. But to put all this in perspective, right now, if interest rates start to go up and they go back up to like the normal over the past 10 years, you're actually looking at the interest cost on our debt, just the interest cost, to be the largest expenditure item on the federal budget, more than defense, more than healthcare, more than roads. All of these things, we'll be spending more paying off the interest on the wasteful expenditures that we've already made. And I think that, more than anything else, demonstrates this is not sustainable.
We're talking with Dr. Wayne Weingarten of the Pacific Research Institute. He's an economist who's joining us today to talk a little bit about this government spending. Now, the Build Back Better agenda and the program, certainly some of that, given the infrastructure in there, although there's not as much as there probably should be, certainly that will help.
Well, you have to differentiate, right? So you had the infrastructure bill, which is already, as of, you know, the week of Thanksgiving, that's been signed. There's a lot of Green New Deal projects in there. There's some wasteful projects in there. But there's also additional spending on things where, there's value, roads, bridges, broadband, things of that nature. The taxes are excessive. But that is a separate issue than Build Back Better. Build Back Better is the social spending plans. You have expansion of child tax credits. You have expansion of education. It's all in the social welfare side of things. That is full of budget gimmicks. So they've played games so that we can talk about it as if it's a $1.75 trillion package over 10 years. It's really a $5 trillion package. It's a $5 trillion expansion of social programs that are ineffectual, and again, kind of doubling down on this debt doesn't matter kind of concept, which is just not the case. So we're going to expand spending, and it's going to be very anti-growth, very anti-entrepreneurship, harming innovation. And we're already, if you look at the programs of spending, we're not getting a good bang for the buck for this. So it's not as if we're spending the money on some good social program. So there's a valid trade-off you're talking about. You're talking about wasting money on ineffectual programs and then adding to the debt on top of that. And I think that's the real concern.
We wouldn't run our own budget this way, our own house this way, and expect to be able to be, having a place to live. What is it about this that Congress doesn't get?
What people try to argue is that the federal government is different, right? So that where you and I, debt matters a lot. For the federal government, it doesn't matter. It's different. When the economy is weak, we need government spending to prime the pump, all of those old analogies. So they act as if the kind of traditional financial kind of common sense shouldn't apply to the government. And I think that is the genesis for a lot of the really bad policies, is that they think the government's different when in fact it's not.
Dr. Wayne Weingartner, economist with the Pacific Research Institute. Okay, I'm going to ask you this because this is a situation with the inflation that we've got going on. Prices up, wages are up, but I don't know they're offsetting inflation. I think everything sort of stays the same distance apart. Is it totally the government spending? Is it supply chain issues? What are we looking at that's causing the situation we're facing at the moment?
At the moment, I mean, obviously supply chain issues are problematic, and there is a upward pressure that the bottlenecks create. But you also have the Fed, and when you talk about inflation, you have to look towards monetary policy. The Fed has underwritten so much of the government spending, and that's kind of the link to government spending. Because if you look at during the pandemic, close to 60% of the new debt that was issued ended up on the Fed's balance sheet. They can't buy directly, but you know, through intermediaries, they acquired 60% of it. And when they acquire that, they expand the money supply. And when you overexpand the money supply, you create inflationary pressures. And so that's a big part of the problem. And so as you continue to overspend, and to the extent that the Fed continues to accommodate that, we're going to continue to see these inflationary pressures. Why they matter is, as of today, what we've seen is that there have been some very impressive nominal wage gains, but they haven't been impressive enough to compensate for the high inflation, so that, in fact, people are falling behind. Families are falling behind because the cost of living is growing faster than their wage increases. Now, what we're also seeing, and you saw this with the John Deere and the company, the employees that struck, and they came to an agreement, but they saw even more aggressive wage increases. And so you're going to start seeing that more. And that'll have a little bit of a momentum as the dog starts to chase its tail in this sense, where high prices are going to drive up calls for wage increases, which are being passed through into prices. And so we're seeing kind of this counterproductive kind of going back and forth. And the bottom line is that this is a hard environment to grow a business. This is a hard environment to invest. Families are going to continue to fall behind, some worse than others. You know, those people who aren't in a position to demand higher wage increases are going to see their salaries erode. So it's really a very detrimental kind of position. And what we really need is A, fiscal discipline, and B, for the Federal Reserve to start reining in and having a much focus on a sustainable price level, not on some of these things they've been doing.
Our guest this morning has been Dr. Wayne Weingartner with the Pacific Research Institute. How do we find out more about you and what the Institute is up to?
You can check out our website at pacificresearch.org. We have lots of great scholars, and you can find out all about our latest research there.
All right. Well, I hope that the next time we talk, we have a rosier picture to paint. But it is reality, and we have to navigate it. So we need the information. I appreciate you providing that for us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure.